Two goals from Nolan Newton led the Greater Sudbury Cubs to a win over the Sioux Eagles on January 26. The 5-3 win extends the team's comfortable lead in the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League. With a record of 3-4-6-2-0, the Cubs have 70 points on the season so far, putting them 5 points ahead of their closest rival, the Timmins Rock, and 7 points ahead of the Hearst Lumberjacks. The loss drops the Eagles' record below .500 overall, falling to 1-7-1-8-3-1, which puts them 8th in the NOJHL. Cubs forward Cameron Shanks opened the scoring 4 minutes into the game at the Jerry McCrory Countryside Sports Complex on Thursday when he flew down the left wing, drove hard to the net, and put one upstairs on Sault Ste. Marie netminder Logan Raphael. OIIVER Smith extended the lead for the Cubs to 2-0 at 13:06 of the first, taking a pass just outside the Eagles' blue line, zipping NTO the high slot and whipping a wrister by the outstretched pad of Raphael. Moving on to the second period, the Cubs made it a 3-0 game just 48 seconds into the middle frame after Newton scoopoed up his own rebound and stuffed a backhand in the Eagles' net. Newton and Greater Sudbury came back with another just over 5 minutes after that when he neatly tipped in a Mason McCharles attempt from the top of the circles, the Cubs said in a news release. The Eagles weren't giving up though. Sioux scoring leader Jack Mortson notched his 22nd after taking a pass from Chase Tyare and finding an open corner to beat Cubs netminder Noah Mativier. With the Cubs up 4-1, the Eagles pulled within one goal after Teague Dreesen found the right hard corner. Still in the second, Greater Sudbury made it a 5-2 game as the period drew to a close thanks to Cole Crowder, who picked up his 20th of the season by chipping one past a sprawled Rafael. Mortson would score his second of the game in the third and brought the Eagles to within one after Isaiah Gagerman rebounded the puck off the endboards and it bounced in front of the net, giving the Eagles captain the chance to convert from close range. The Cubs would go scoreless in the third, but the Eagles weren't able to capitalize again and the game ended 5-3. Tomorrow, the Cubs travel to the Sioux, this time to take on the Thunderbirds at the John Rhodes Community Center.